Hey, how are you? Welcome to the Entrepreneur Experiment Podcast with me, Gary Fox. It's Tuesday. That means it's Idea Lab time. And today we're taking a little different spin on things. We're going to talk about one idea and one word. We're going to talk about leverage. What is it and why is it so important? First, quick thank you to my partners.
I've got a massive ambition for this podcast. I want to make this the number one business podcast in the world. If I'm going to do that, I've got to be world-class on every single level. And that includes having a world-class studio, which I now have at iconic offices, The Green Room. It's an incredible space. I first recorded here with my live pod back in June, and I loved it. And get this, it's publicly bookable. That means you can go online and book it right now. As I said, it's called The Green Room. It's a private cinema and screening room. That means it's perfect to wow a client with a pitch, host a private screening, or do what I do, record a podcast here. So, as I record here, and as you know, I'm a member of Iconic Offices, I've got the team at Iconic Offices to hook us up with a number of exclusive complimentary office trials and discounts for my audience for booking this exact space. No catches. Simply go to the web link in the description, grab the offer that works best for you. Thanks, Iconic Offices. The Wealth Summit is on at the RDS on November 15th. It's for entrepreneurs, business owners, and those that aspire to be. If you're at the startup, scale-up, or sell-up stage of the entrepreneurial journey, then the Wealth Summit is for you. Learn how to build personal and business balance sheets through business growth strategies and build out critical paths to financial independence. Join Stephen Bartlett, Niall Quinn, Mandy Hickson, Tom Gannon, and 30 other speakers for a day of empowerment, motivation, education, growth, and networking. And we have an exclusive offer for listeners of the pod. For €150 plus VAT, you're going to get a discounted Access All Areas ticket, which also gives you access to the Wealth Tribe lunch, and it gives you a free masterclass on November 16th on how you can actually implement AI into your business. It doesn't even end there. The first 10 people to sign up by September 15th will get a ticket to the 10X Growth Camp in Lutterstone Castle on September 29th, where you'll deep dive into business growth strategies, financial growth strategies, and AI implementation for growth. So click the link below to avail of this incredible offer.
Let's get down to business. Leverage. First, I'm sure every one of you are an email subscriber of mine, right? Every Saturday, Sunday, I send out an Idea Lab email. It goes out to over 1,000 people who are leaders, entrepreneurs, creators, people like yourself. And we talked about leverage on Sunday. I'm going to go a little bit deeper into it now. So if you have got the email, don't worry. I'm going to go a little bit deeper, take a bit of a different spin on things. If you haven't got the email, go to MrGaryFox.com now and subscribe. Over 1,000 people get it every week. And it's something I put a lot of time and effort into, so I would appreciate it. And it's one of my only direct ways to reach people. Pods are great, but like, it's just me chatting to you right now, okay? You can't, well, you can email me or whatever, but like, often there's not a way of you just kind of hitting reply and getting back to me, whereas with the email, you can just hit reply and talk to me. So, leverage, right? What is it? This is something I keep seeing popping up in 2023. I think it's really, really important that we kind of understand it, because it's getting really hyped up because of AI, but it's much more important than that. It's not just AI. I heard a great quote: you're not going to lose your job to AI. You're going to lose your job to a person who knows how to use AI. And I think that's really, really important. So let's kick off. Why this is in my mind is that I've been consuming a lot of content recently while I'm away, and I listened to a great podcast called Invest Like the Best. That's the name of the podcast, but the podcast episode is with Jeremy Giffen. So if you want to go find this, it's Jeremy with a J and Giffen, G-I-F-F-O-N. Obviously, it's okay to listen to other pods, but just don't make a habit out of it. So go and listen to that one. And he is an investor. He's a private equity and an angel investor. And he breaks down a lot of incredibly brilliant business ideas and business frameworks of how you should think about business. And he talked a lot about leverage. And simultaneously, I was rereading Naval Ravikant's book, The Almanac of Naval Ravikant, and he has a whole chapter described to leverage. So it's something that is so important to embrace. So in my previous business, Host Butlers, I'd embraced leverage a lot. So what is leverage? So essentially, leverage is when you can kind of 10x or 100x your existing resources, or by adding some new resources to it. So I've broken it down by brain, body, and business. So we'll start with business, because that's kind of the clearest one to understand, I think. So for leverage, the three key areas to apply to your business are technology leverage, capital, or people. And they're kind of ranked in order of efficiency and importance. I think Naval has ranked them in the same way, but I think that's really obvious that technology is obviously the easiest one to adopt. And for a lot of businesses, it's the one that can get you from like 1 to 10 pretty quickly. And I'm not going to say easily, like it's not easy to adopt some of this stuff. You do need to kind of have a root and branch look at your business to see where you're ineffective. But applying technology for the likes of AI, right? That's going to be a tool that will drive massive automation in almost every business. Like, you know, new technologies take ages to arrive, right? We've been promised flying cars for a while. Look at VR. VR is a perfect example. VR has been the next new big thing for about 20 years now, and it's slowly coming. So new technology tends to come like what a crash through the door and then slowly retreat back. And then the early adopters start playing with it. And then eventually the mass market catches up maybe 5 years later. So AI is not really, it's not really here yet. It is in certain industries, but for a lot of us, it's using ChatGPT to find out interesting stuff. That is scratching the surface of what it's going to do. But there is software already out there, such as automation software. I use this extensively in my Airbnb management business. So we had automated about 70%, sorry, about 90% of the messages we would send to guests. Because anytime you do something more than three times, I used to say this always in the business, if you've done that task more than three times, I want you to document it and I want you to try automate it. Because that is the value. Like, people are incredibly valuable resources. They're also super expensive. So to have someone sitting at a desk doing the same thing over and over and over again. And it's also bloody boring, right? If you have people working for you, you want them to be fulfilled. You want to be fulfilled yourself. I never saw the point of doing repetitive tasks over and over again just because you were clocking your time between 9 and 5. So I would always, if I did a task once, fine. If I did it a second time, fine. But if I was doing it a third time in a very short space of time, I wanted that automated, or at least have a very clear process so I can look at it and go, I used to time myself, and I still do on certain jobs. How long does it take me to do certain things? This makes me sound even more nerdy than I actually am. I am a massive nerd. This makes me sound even more nerdy. But it's these little efficiencies. I get bored really easily, right? I think a lot of entrepreneurs do. So I hate sitting down and doing the same thing. It just drives me crackers. I definitely have something that makes it difficult for me to focus for extended periods of time. I'm either hyper focused or I struggle to focus at all. So I always would try to automate as much as possible. So this is a very long-winded way of saying, tomorrow or whenever you listen to this, sit down for 45 minutes and I want you to look at your business and look at where are you repeating steps over and over and over again. Right from start to front. Now, this will take a lot longer than 45 minutes, depending on your business, but just take a high level, right? A couple of pages, sketch out a day in the life. That's always the easiest way to do it. How do you spend your work day? And be honest. If you really want to get serious about this, what I would do is I'd keep a time journal for a week and I would log every half an hour. I would say, okay, the last half an hour I spent replying to email. The next half an hour I spent bookkeeping. Then I spend another half an hour bookkeeping. Then another half an hour bookkeeping. Okay, there's 90 minutes. How often a month are you doing that? If it's every week, probably look at automating that. If you're not automating it, then the other way is to hire some people to take it over from you. So you can adopt technology. You can adopt capital, which means throwing money at the problem. There's a great quote. It's been attributed to a number of different people. But the quote is, if a problem can be solved with money, then it's not a problem, but a cost. And that's a good way about thinking about things, because I talk about this with entrepreneurs all the time. What is your time worth? How much is an hour of your time worth? And the vast majority, I won't say all, but the vast majority of early stage entrepreneurs and even some late stage entrepreneurs don't know how much their time is worth. So for a simple example, let's say your time is worth 250 euros an hour. If you're going to hire someone and pay them 25 or 30 euros an hour, it's a pretty good deal, isn't it? If they can take away that 90 minutes of bookkeeping every single week, it's a pretty good deal. So you need to look through your week, be really detailed. You know, what you can do is, easy way of doing this is duplicate your Google Calendar and then just log your 30 minutes on your phone or on your laptop, whatever you're doing. Obviously, this depends on what your job is. Not every job can be automated and use technology, but, you know, it's worth just having a look to go, is there anything I can just take away? Because a good employee or a good bit of software won't improve you like 5 times. It'll be 10 times, or sometimes automation can improve you 100 times. So I looked at, on the email as well, I looked at body and I looked at brain. So where are the highest forms of leverage for your body and your brain? So for the brain, the biggest form of leverage I have is my personal operating system. That's my Notion doc. I've talked about this a lot on the pod and on my email, so I won't go over this extensively. But what I have is essentially I have a second brain. I have something in Notion that controls my quarter, my week, my day. It has all my long-term goals in it. It has my medium-term goals. It has my quarter goals. So instead of sitting down every day and tackling what I call the blank page problem, the blank page problem is something I'm trying to eliminate from my life. You know, when you sit down, you're like, right, time for work. And you sit down and you're staring at a blank page. You're like, right, what do I need to do? And then you spend the first like 90 minutes spinning your wheels, doing silly admin work without actually getting into the meat of it. What I want to do is when I sit down in the mornings, I want to sit down and drop into deep focus immediately for 45 minutes on the most important thing of the day. And that has been transformative for me in terms of how I work. So I will try to do 4 45-minute sessions before 2 p.m. I'm playing around with this new thing of, I've only adopted in the last like 3 4 weeks, of how can you adopt your day into quarters. So think of your day from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m., from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m., from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. That'd be an ideal day for most people, right? That'd be a standard day for a lot of people if you get up early. So from 6 to 10, you get your exercise done, you spend your, drop your kids to school, have some family time, get your walk in, whatever it is. That's kind of like your time to get stuff done. Now, the fact that a lot of us aren't commuting anymore, you're getting maybe an hour or two back in the day. 2 hours in a day is a phenomenal amount if you apply them correctly. So how I think about it is, right, I want to drop into deep focus immediately. That's where the personal operating system comes in. Again, I've talked about this already, about every quarter I have an accountability session with my friend James. We sit down in a really nice venue and we spend half a day reviewing the quarter just gone and planning the quarter to come. And because we're both entrepreneurs working on separate businesses, it gives us an accountability buddy to go, right, this is what I think I'm going to do. James knows me exceptionally well. I know him exceptionally well. It allows us to not call each other out, but to kind of probe and to kind of question and to query and to kind of point out things. We're both quite open. We're both quite direct. So it helps us to be able to go, I think this problem, you faced this problem before and here's what happened. So having the operating system then is just set and forget. So I set it at the start of the quarter and then not forget it. I'm checking it every single day multiple times, but I'm not trying to reinvent the wheel every day. And that is the biggest form of leverage I have. Other forms of leverage for your brain would be hiring a performance coach or hiring a virtual assistant to remove admin tasks. So think of your brain, this is how I like to think of my brain, in terms of Chrome tabs. So if you've 20 or 30 Chrome tabs open at the end of the day, like me, like many psychopaths out there, you will have tons of Chrome tabs open. And like your brain is the same. If you have all these things spinning around in your head, you need to put them somewhere. You need to kind of get them out of your head. So either put them down on paper and then leverage it out to a virtual assistant to remove admin tasks. Again, it comes back to the repetition piece. Don't be repeating the same tasks week after week after week, because let's be honest with ourselves here, right? A lot of us do that because even though it's painful, weirdly, it feels somewhat good because it's familiar and we're busy. I'm doing air quotes with my fingers here, busy. So avoid busy work at all times. So when applying leverage to your brain, you really want to be buying time back, buying peace of mind, or ideally both. So leverage for your body. The single form of leverage for your body comes in the form of, for me, getting blood work done. This gives me a clear idea of where I'm going with my body. For you, the biggest form of leverage for your body is to figure out how can you put skin in the game. I don't mean literally. I mean, how can you actually have skin in the game? So for me, I got into the best shape of my life when I signed up for an MMA fight that I knew would take place in 6 months' time. I had zero previous fight experience. Nothing focuses the mind like a goal like that. So put skin in the game, hire a coach, or train for a specific event. This will give you a clear goal, which you'll have to apply leverage to, because otherwise you're going to train inefficiently, you're going to be inefficient, and you're going to get shown up on the day. So think about how you can add technology, hire people, or spend money to give yourself leverage. And think of leverage as, how can I 5x, 10x, or 100x my output? So think of, you always want to be spending money to get back more time. The time is the thing that we're looking for here. The time is the thing we always want more of. So that is a whistle-stop tour of leverage and why it is so important for you and your business. I tried to mix the body, the business, and the brain, because that's what we're all about here. So hit me back. Let me know how you apply leverage to your life, or let me know, is this a brand new concept to you, and is this something you've never considered before? Before I leave you, go to MrGaryFox.com. Do sign up for the newsletter, as it's the most direct way I can reach you. And I will see you back here on Thursday for a brand new episode.